time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. Tomorrow we begin the transition into what I would call a post-constitutional country, or you might call it a techocracy, where a small group of nerdy oligarchs determine who may and may not speak on social media, including, not limited to, the President of the United States. The power to cancel anyone, anytime. Ironic that at a time where there is endless information available for any topic, that we are so limited in what we are allowed to think. Whatever we are supposed to call this new country, it's not the America that you grew up in, not by a long shot. The transition is difficult. It affects all of us. Any society that switches from welcoming the free expression of ideas to what we are entering now, a country where certain opinions are welcomed while others can doom your career or your relationships or even your life. You and I used to be able to talk about anything. Not anymore. Not without looking around to see who might be listening. Those that agree with us, maybe they can become our friends. And those who don't agree with us, well, we can't risk offending them because it might haunt us forever on social media. Americans have laughed at creepy Joe Biden for decades, and now it is a very risky business to do so. At least in the year 2020, we were all in the same boat. While some of us were skeptical of the lockdowns, we understood that 2020 was about protecting our family and friends from a virus and making personal sacrifices to make people safe. I might think that those lockdowns did more harm than good, and you might have been happy that we kept business closed with a better safe than sorry approach. Fair enough. At least we all understood the differing points of view. But now it's time for 2021, and my prediction is one of confusion and civil strife. Last year, I advised the best thing to do during the lockdown was to focus on your cash flow and make sure you had a plan for making money. This year, it's way more complicated. Take seriously everything you know about stocking up on emergency food, water, medicine. Please do not hoard and fill your garage with toilet paper, but do make a checklist of what you need to live and have at least a few months of supplies stocked up. Biden is scheduled to become president tomorrow. Understand that socialism always leads to shortages, so the chance of rationing and delays in supplies becomes a real thing. Printing money out of thin air only works with a vibrant, strong economy. If you have the means, keep your business local so that your merchants can keep the supply lines working. Buy a generator, maybe get an extra freezer. Ask yourself, if you couldn't get to the store for a few months, would you have enough stuff to be comfortable? Be honest right now. It's about you and your family. It's time to also get serious about personal protection. Finally, disconnect yourself from social media. It's not doing you any favors. President Trump was good at de-escalating and keeping America out of wars. Mr. Biden has a track record for being wrong on every foreign policy that he sniffs. Happy 2021, my friends.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.